Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Wrapping up the previous games and looking forward to the ones to come. This is Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson.
Good Saturday morning, everybody. Welcome to the Preps Rewind, brought to you by Gould Parts. We're coming to you live from the Allo Communications Studios here at KFKA. Happy Saturday to you. Great weather out there. We are getting to you ahead of our Patriot League matchup today between the Eaton Reds and the Platte Valley Broncos. That comes up at the bottom of the hour. We'll get to the proactive physical therapy pregame show coming up on our Preps Rewind program today. I want to thank Gould Parts, great sponsor, 454-3355. Any part you need, Gould Parts, downtown Eaton, going to take care of it for you. Alan Gould and his great staff, give them a call today and tell them thank you for all they do on Preps Radio. It is Gould Parts, 454-3355. As they say always, stick it up on the fridge. Give them a call when you need any kind of a part. On the show this morning, Brian Saya, the head baseball coach out at Roosevelt High School, and Chad Getman, the baseball coach out at Platte Valley, on the program today. Caught up with the Roosevelt coach. They're having a terrific season so far. Brian Saya, his son Brock, leads the team. Great multi-sport athlete. But caught up with Coach Saya. Here's that interview. Coach Saya, how are you this morning?
Doing really good. How about you?
Fantastic, man. Okay, let's talk about this group of riders first. Second year for you. It was first real year, right? I mean, the last year was a kind of a weird end of COVID, kind of shortened season like that. Nice to have pretty much no restrictions. Get back to real baseball this year, right?
Yeah, it is. You know, one positive of last year is me being my first year. It kind of made it kind of nice to we started a little later, got things going, and, you know, playing in the summer months, that made it really nice compared to what we're doing right now.
Yeah, you're first-year coach, or second-year coaching here, but you've coached all your life. I mean, club ball and stuff growing up, great athletes for sons, so it's been part of your chemistry your whole life, right?
Yeah, I grew up around it. My dad was a coach his whole life, so yeah, haven't stayed very far from it.
Absolutely. All right, this season so far, this is kind of odd as I'm doing my homework and looking at Rider baseball so far this year, and I see some teams 6, 7, 8 games into the season. You guys have played just 2. You haven't played in 12 days. Issues with the schedule, with weather, with getting things done, or was it going to be like this from the beginning you saw?
Well, you know, that's a great question. You know, this being my first, like, official year, I don't know. I think the scheduling kind of has a little bit to do with it, and also the weather. There's only a few of us. We've only got 2 games under our belt, and there's only a couple that have 2 games, and like pretty much everybody else got anywhere from 6 to 8 games in.
Yeah, I'm looking at right now, you got Mountain View's got 5, Northridge 6, Severance 6, Niwot, Berthoud both have played 5. So yeah, a little behind the 8 ball so far. Couple games in, and they're kind of night and day for you so far. You had Severance for a home and home. And first of all, I want to ask about your home field playing out at Nelson Park. How do you like that field? I mean, we did a couple games out there last year. I thought the field was in tremendous condition.
Yeah, it's great. I think it's one of the better ballparks that we play on all year, and it's kind of nice that it's our home ballpark. We're actually here right now getting it ready for today's game, and you know, it is really nice. But we did have a lot of snow, and it kind of sits down.
Sure,
it took us about 10 to 12 days. We had the town of Johnstown. We're a small community, and the town of Johnstown helped us out. It took us 10 days to remove all the snow. You know, early end of February, early March, and if we didn't do that, we wouldn't have been out here. We'd probably just be getting out here.
Yeah, no doubt. Still limited time, though, on field so far, right?
Yeah. You know, leading up to that first Severance game, we were on the field once.
Wow.
Like, when I say the field, the dirt infield.
Sure.
One time.
Yeah. You can't simulate that anywhere. You can't go in a gym. You can't go out on asphalt and simulate what that field looks like and feels like and tastes like, right?
Right, you're exactly right. I think we were on the asphalt more than we were on the actual outfield grass.
All right. As we said, two games in. Severance got you 11-1 in the opener, but boy, you guys bounced back. Nate Wren did a nice job in that second game for you on the hill. But two games in, can you take anything from those two games so far? Are you doing a lot of searching still for batting order, for defensive positions, or do you think you're pretty well set there?
You know, we're still searching. You know, we graduated nine seniors
last
year.
That's right. Yeah.
And we only have, you know, we really have only two starters for us last year coming back and a DH. So we're still looking, but you know, all the kids stayed with me this summer and this fall, and we had a great summer and fall, so I do know them, but yeah, we're still searching a little bit. It was like night and day, like you said, 11-1 and 11-1, and you know that's baseball. But yeah, we're still searching.
Great thing about baseball is you don't have to wait 7 days or 14 days or whatever to get back at somebody. You can go get back at them in a hurry. See some of the games. You've got a doubleheader coming up. I think I looked at the schedule. That's Frederick coming up here tomorrow, right?
Actually, today.
Yeah, Clark, it's the 31st today. Yeah, tomorrow or today, Frederick doubleheader. You're going at 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock out at Nelson Farm today, right?
Yes.
Okay, how do you like that? How do you like setting up for a doubleheader versus maybe a Thursday, Saturday home and home?
Well, you know, it was kind of the schedule. This is actually our spring break, and I think, I was thinking that whoever did the league schedule, I think they were trying to give everybody the week off of spring break. Somebody might have messed up our spring break. So,
sure. Thank you.
I don't like playing the doubleheader, but I've already, you know, we were supposed to play Tuesday and Thursday. As we all know, the weather was bad on Tuesday, and I told them that we needed to double up on Thursday because I've already let our guys know and the parents know that I was going to give them Friday and Saturday to get 2 days for spring break off.
Sure.
So I didn't want to ruin the 2 days that they had.
All right, Rider baseball right now. Who's ahead in progress right now for the is the offense ahead of the pitching staff, or where are you guys at?
You know, I'm going to say our pitching staff's probably ahead of our offense right now. You know, I it's hard to say through two games. We've given up 11 runs. I think we had a lot of miscommunication from our pitcher and catcher early on. I really believe our arms are going to be one of our strengths of the year. Offensively, we're still trying to figure things out, and defensively, we should be fine.
Yeah, you just said something that's interesting because I circled this on the roster. The two catchers I see listed, a freshman and a sophomore, Caden Miro and Seppi Salvatore. Are those the only two catchers? Are those your top two catchers, and they are indeed a freshman and sophomore?
Yes. You know, Seppi's only a sophomore, and you know, he's played a lot of baseball. You know, I'm expecting a lot out of him. He's batting in the 3 and 4 hole for us right now.
Wow.
And he's going to be one of our guys. I know he's young. And we're, like I said, we're building this program, and our catching position throughout our program, we're not very, very deep. Sophomore is the oldest catcher we have, and we got 2 or 3 sophomores and 2 and 3 freshmen. So, yeah, we're a little thin there when it comes to catching. But hope and pray that everything goes well with Seppi and we can ride him through the season.
All right. What kind of offense do we look at here? Are we a team that wants to get on base and try to get him over to second and third and then get him in? Or are you more of a team that's going to drive the baseball? I mean, what does it look like? Do you guys want to run, or are you just going to try to hit him in?
Well, you know what? We're going to run and play a little small ball. We've got Brock at the top of the lineup,
yep.
And we've got Ty Dicing. He DH for us last year. He's in there in the 2-3 hole. And then we got Seppi, and we got a little bit of pop with Wren. Hit a grand slam the other day.
Sure did. Yep.
And we've got pop with Caden Karabench. But you know, when we get past those guys, we're gonna put the ball in motion, and we're gonna put the ball in play with a little small ball, moving people around. And things like that.
I'm talking with Brian Saya, the head coach of the Roosevelt Rough Riders baseball team out in beautiful Johnstown. They'll be out at Nelson Farm today. Get out, take a look at them at 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock. They'll take on Frederick High School today. Looking at the staff a little bit, looking at you guys on the hill, three of your top four inning getters last year were seniors. Brock, of course, was third in innings pitch with 20 and a third last year. But outside of Brock, who's making the progress right now? Look like Nate Wren had a nice effort on the hill in game two.
Yeah, you know, Brock's probably pitched the most for us. You know, right now I really feel like we have three to four quality starters. Wren is one of them, and he did a great job against Severance. And then we also have Caden Karabench, as a starter, but right now we're bringing him in as a in relief and closer
sure.
type role. So we're going to go with those three as our main guys, but we have Mario Sanchez will be in long relief. He threw the first game with severance, and we also have a couple other Caleb Erickson and Zach Guntel that'll throw for us. So I don't say it very often, and I know how important pitching is, but I think one of the advantages we do have is we do have plenty of arms to throw at this level.
Yeah, no doubt. And you've got to, at this time of the year, you're looking at where arms can come from anywhere and then try to develop them and find out who's going to be in the mix for you that year, right? I mean, when you come into a new season, it's all hands on deck, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. And we were very fortunate that we had everybody this last summer. We just, once the high school season was over, we
sure.
didn't miss a beat. And it was new to me losing 9 seniors. I had to learn some of these kids' names, but from the summer into the fall, it was fantastic, and it's very promising for us.
So do your kids stay together as a Roosevelt team for the summer, or do you lose some to showcase teams, or what does that look like?
Well, I'm pushing to keep everybody here, and this last year we did have everybody here. We didn't play under Roosevelt. We have our own little competitive,
sure.
we call ourselves the Northern Colorado Storm.
Sure.
And we kept everybody together, and it's really nice, and especially in the situation we were last year. So, and my coaching staff stays on board too. So it made a huge difference from last year to this year.
You need to be a radio producer, because every time you say something, it's my segue. And I have you circled right here. Talk about your staff, Brian. You got to have a great staff under you if you're going to succeed. Talk about the guys that are important to you on the sidelines.
Well, what's great for us is our whole staff from last year is coming back
wow.
this year. We've got John Naiman. He's my pitching and catching coach. He lives here in Johnstown. He grew up in Longmont, went to Skyline High School, and then played baseball and football over there at Valparaiso. And then, I love to keep the small-town, hometown Roosevelt baseball players here. And we have Jared Chick. He
That's
played
right.
here
yep.
4 or 5 years ago, went and played at Garden, and has graduated and come back. And he's my infield and hitting coach.
Fantastic.
And, Blake Slaymaker just finished up out at CSU Pueblo, and he's here helping me with my C team. And then I've got some of my youth baseball coaches that Dan Castor, he's been in my, I have the recreation as well.
Sure.
But he's been on my youth staff coming up, so I've got him on board. My staff is great. It's been great. I've got Will Dowles. He's a first-year coach for us, and he's doing our JV. But, I got to be honest with you. When it comes to head coaching, I don't get to do a lot of the X's and O's, but my staff is amazing, and I have all the trust in the world in them, and they do most of the coaching.
Boy, fantastic stuff. So you just kind of went to it right there. You said you're coaching rec ball too. So are you coaching youngsters when you're not out at Roosevelt?
Well, no, I'm not coaching the rec. I'm actually running our competitive program.
Oh, you are? Okay. All right.
Yeah, so they're all underneath me. So Dan's been underneath under us for 4 or 5 years, and now his son is up into ours, and so I just brought him along. But we're still small enough, unlike a lot of other schools, that we try to do everything in house.
Sure,
and we run
sure.
camps for my recreation, and all those 9, 10s, and 11s on my competitive teams, they know who, they can recognize me, and we're all trying to build the same thing and use the same verbiage and everything else.
Absolutely. Okay, before I let you go here, Brian, at this point, are you looking at the rest of the teams in your league at all? I mean, because Fort Morgan's ranked number 8, Severance, who's going out to university to play today, they're in and close to the top 10. Roosevelt's, you guys are getting some votes. Northridge getting some votes in there. Thompson Valley's always got a nice program. Berthoud as well. Are you looking at any of that stuff now, or does that come later?
I'm not really looking at it. I'm living up here. We know our league is tough.
Sure.
We'll probably have 6 teams in the playoffs. I really believe we have 10 teams in our playoffs. Any one of those teams, I don't think we have a team that's just going to go run away and hide in the league.
Sure.
I think anybody on any given day, 1 through 10, will beat anybody.
Wow.
So you got to come prepared to play. And we know there's good coaching in our league. All of us know each other for many years.
And that's Coach Brian Saya from the Roosevelt Rough Riders out of that Long's Peak Conference. Just love what's going on there in Johnstown. Great place to go watch high school sports. We'll come back in a moment. Chad Getman, the Platte Valley coach, steps in next on Preps Rewind today, brought to you by Gould Parts. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the program, Preps Rewind. Happy Saturday, everybody out there. We're coming to you live from the Allo Communication Studios here at KFKA. And caught up earlier this week with Platte Valley baseball coach Chad Getman talking about his Broncos out there, young team trying to figure things out. Here's Coach Getman. Coach, how are you?
I'm good, Clark. How are you?
Fantastic, man. Talk to us about your I mean, how much time have you been in Kersey? I know when Jason Arcolari was the head coach, you coached some time under him. And then bring it all together, because the coolest thing is you've got your son Tanner out there on the staff with you as well.
Yeah, that's true. Jason and I came on the staff about the same time. I believe it was 2014 after Coach Cronquist left. And, yeah, he became the head coach there. Jason became the head coach here, and I was his assistant.
Sure.
And, yeah, and like you said, 2017, he was deployed in the Army National Guard. So I took over for him while he was gone, and he came back and assumed his role. And he decided that he needed to spend some more time with his family here this year. So he kind of hung it up, and I took over.
Yeah, you've been attached to the program for quite a while now. It's a young program, too. I mean, you look at it, you've got some seniors in there. Aaron Rios, Dade Gomez, of course, this year for you. Avery Valenciano, who we're going to talk to, a couple of those kids coming up here shortly. But, Chad, you look at the lineup, and there's a lot of sophomores, there's some freshmen, a lot of juniors. Pretty young group out there for you this year.
Yeah, we have a nice mix. You know, like you say, three seniors, I believe six juniors, four sophomores, and two freshmen that come in this year and show a lot of promise. So,
talk to me about the team so far. How you know it's been tough, at least trying to get that that first victory. You guys will get Highland. Is Highland tonight, or when is that?
We played Highland Saturday.
Oh, you got them. That's right. When that's we went out.
Yeah, that's not a home and away, or is it, Coach?
And here I am. How old I am, Chad? As we did that game, we were out there broadcasting
that's
it.
Right.
I'm looking at it. I'm looking at my old numbers on here, and I thought Highland. Doesn't that sound
well? Some games in the Patriot League, you know, they go back to back.
Oh, that's exactly right.
So I'm sure that's what you were thinking.
That's
right, Coach?
Exactly. Well, yeah. Although Highland's not in the Patriot League, yeah. Eaton on Thursday. That's where we. That's the next one up there. Talk about the Patriot League, Chad. This is just this is the SEC of football, I call it. I mean, five of the top seven teams right now in the state are reside in this Patriot League. When you're a young team and you're a team that's trying to learn how to win baseball games and trying to progress, this is a tough league, man. And you take your licks.
Yeah, well, you're exactly right. It is tough, but you know, we're in this league where it's not changing, so we've got to figure out how to compete. We played Brush our first game, and they haven't missed a beat. They look good. I'm sure they were in the same boat we were, you know, with the weather we had early this spring, trying to get outside, trying to get some work in. You know, and then we've got spring break, and so I felt like we were a little behind when we started the season. We hadn't gone over everything we wanted to go over, but we're working on it, and we're getting there. You know, the kids are still optimistic. We're just looking for that first win, trying to get things rolling.
And, Coach, I know that first win's going to come your way, but with all these young guys, they're just going to You know, the light just switches on sometimes, and I look by the end of the year for some of these at-bats to really improve. I know you're struggling at the plate, but what kind of things do you relate to your players, you know, to get them to just, you know, stay positive, because they have the ability, and by the end of the year, they can go from getting a few hits in a game to a very good offensive team?
Well, it's mostly about the confidence. I mean, we throw as much live pitching as we can to them at practice. You know, with our guys, we're throwing to them in the cage. They're getting the pitching machine in the cage, and, you know, they're building the confidence. And then we're working about their, you know, their approach, you know, having a good approach. So I think, you know, like you said, they're going to get there. And, I mean, we haven't lost confidence. A lot of these young players, they're not really intimidated by anything. They're just getting used to the live pitching and the higher level of baseball that they're used to.
We're talking with Chad Gedman, head baseball coach out at Platte Valley High School. Coach, when it's not you or Tanner or anybody else on your staff in the ear of the players, who are the leaders on the field? Who are the ones that really kind of get in the faces of the other players and keep them in line?
Well, it's definitely Dade Gomez and Avery Valenciano, yep. Two seniors. And you're going to talk to them here in a little bit. The same thing with Howdy Johnson. Yeah, Howdy was a starter for a little while last year on our squad, so he's got some experience, and you know he keeps them in line. He keeps them positive. You know, he's helping teach the younger kids. Yeah, you know, we really have a good group of leaders. You know, those three for sure. Braden Hoff is a junior. This is his first year on varsity.
Sure,
he's contributing to that leadership. It's just a good all around group for that.
Always fun to go out to your facility too. Bruce and I were talking about this. No matter what, it doesn't matter the sport. Platte Valley now, especially with the new gym, the way it's all hooked up there. I mean, in the baseball field, the softball complex, and of course the football field. Lucky to play in Kersey. That's a pretty cool spot.
And the concession stand.
And the
Clark.
Concession
Come on,
stand.
We
That's
can't
right.
leave out the great concession stand that Platte Valley always supplies.
Yeah, fun coach to play at a nice complex though, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We have great facilities here, and everybody takes care of them. You know, I work in the grounds department here at the school, so I'm part of that.
Fantastic.
And we take great pride in our facilities.
Yeah, you guys sure do. Well, Coach, we thank you for your time. I know you're busy. We're going to get three of your players up here in about 10 minutes. We're going to start off and give Dade a call on his phone, and they can play past the phone. But, yeah, Dade Gomez, we'll get Howdy Johnson and Avery Valenciano on. Coach, thank you so much, and look forward to seeing you again shortly this year.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Thank you to Chad Gettman, the Platte Valley baseball coach out there in beautiful Kersey, dealing with that young group of Platte Valley Bronco baseball players. That's going to do it for the Preps Rewind, folks. When we come back on the other side, it's the Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show ahead of the Eaton Reds and the Platte Valley Broncos. It's next for you on Preps Radio. Have a great Saturday. Talk to you on the other side here, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.